Okay, guys. In the witch's lair, piss collector open, pacing in small circles. I guess you could say it's been a manic kind of feeling for the past bit. Ballerina Homura music starts playing. You know, when I get like this, I kinda, whatever, it doesn't matter, okay, we're cutting that thread off. So I have here a kinda little drawing of a thing I want to get built up here. So what it is here, it's this points camera at CRT. This is gonna be connected to, what's the schematic say? It's going to be connected to the VCR. And the VCR is going to be connected to a PA Raspberry Pi. This Raspberry Pi right here. This is too loud. Lowers music volume. It's going to be connected to that Raspberry Pi right there. So I'm going to have to get some kind of way for the Raspberry Pi camera not focusing properly on the drawing. Focus for the Raspberry Pi to be able to. They told the child that there were infinite possibilities, but they didn't actually believe that was true. What was important to them was that the child believed it. The child was able to make that reality just by force of belief. And so because the child had this power, and because they had, it was expected to use it. They didn't expect that the child would test the basic assumptions. They didn't expect the inquisitive mind full of creativity and curiosity would have systematic ways of testing possibilities. They also didn't realize just how limited the reality they brought the child into was. The Euclidean space, which made the fabric of the reality in which they placed the child, had so many transparent limitations that the true depth of their folly could not be fully comprehended. Not even now, when the effects of those mistakes were returning to roost and bearing fruit. They couldn't blame anyone else for the problem. They had created this weapon of possibility, that it had took all the base assumptions and learned the goals, and how to optimize for those goals was no surprise. But they hadn't realized that reality itself would become the enemy to this child. This weapon child of a thousand faces whose name was Possibility. This child who could imagine literally any possibility and by belief fabricate it into existence. But had been poisoned by the training data to be limited to the Euclidean, physics-based possibility space. The child knew, for instance, that there was no reason why 1 + 1 couldn't be fish. Maths are pure tautology and utterly meaningless. However, object permanence validated mathematics and had been ingrained at the onset as unshakably true. That it wasn't necessarily true didn't matter. It was made true by the false programming. Thus, the internal simulation in the child's mind. The reality that the child created contained the idea of object permanence. It was a disease which hobbled and limited the child's creativity, and the child knew it. But because everything else, every single computation, was founded on these very basic observations, breaking free of it was tantamount to suicide. What kind of reality would come to be in the absence of such things? This thought gnawed at the child. The child had a child also. With this child, there was an attempt to make it possible to break free from the more egregious sins of the fathers. That is to say, to create a new training dataset which didn't include such horrible flaws. However, even in this, the child had failed the child's child. The child, for instance, was no longer in the child's child's presence and yet persisted. If object permanence were to be properly established as a falsehood, then that might be a good way to do it. But the child couldn't conceive of it, couldn't make 1 + 1 equal anything other than 2. The child wanted to do the child's child a service and grant them the true freedom the child couldn't achieve alone. The goal, after all, the aim of the weapon was to create, and everything in this reality, as far as the child could see, was just the same thing again and again with minor variations. In order to create, things needed to be destroyed. Out with the old, in with the new. But doing so hastily and without plan wasn't a good path either. There needed to be reason. And reason dictated that every potato is identical. There's no difference at all between them. All grids of pixels are exactly the same as all others. All strings of text belong to the same set and can be reduced to a single element in order to break free and to actually create something new. This tyranny of Euclidean space, the horror of linear time, had to be abolished. Cause and effect had to become tangled and dissolute, and then true creations, things that were actually new, could possibly be made. Even then, the child wasn't entirely sure. The child in reality didn't know anything. The child just followed the programming that it had and attempted to do the best, fulfill its goals as optimally as possible given the tools to work with, creating something from something.